This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama put his signature on the biggest overhaul to federal education policy in a decade or more this morning. The Every Student Succeeds Act will replace the much-maligned law known as No Child Left Behind, and in the process, change a whole lot of stuff about what Washington does to and with education in this country. Arne Duncan is the Secretary of Education, outgoing Secretary, I ought to say. He'll be leaving the department at the end of this month. Mr. Secretary, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
The president signed the big education bill this morning that you guys have been working for years on.
Literally.
I know. Let me ask you this, though. If I am a sixth grader or maybe the parent of a sixth grader, which I happen to be, what's going to change for me in the classroom?
First, it's a little bit late for your sixth grader, but for the first time in the nation's history, early childhood education is involved in this bill, is in the law. And we're working very, very hard to raise graduation rates and are thrilled that those are at all-time highs. But the goal is not simply to have students graduate from high school. We want them being able to go on to college and take college-level classes, not have to take remedial classes. Mm-hmm. So now the law of the land for the first time ever is that across the nation, students have to be taught to high standards. So many of the things that we care about made it through this into this bipartisan compromise, and very, very pleased and happy to be there with the president today when he signed it.
One of the other things that's not in this bill, sir, that you mentioned, though, is a pullback, I think, can be fairly said, from some of the testing requirements of No Child Left Behind that you have allowed through waivers over the past number of years, different measures of success that the White House and the Department of Education have required in the past. I have to wonder whether you were wrong in insisting on testing and some of those metrics.
Well, to be clear, that's still in there. So we've said
but with much less emphasis, right?
It was actually the emphasis that we placed on it. Mm-hmm. So to be very, very clear, it was important to us that students be assessed annually. And that remains in the bill. But both the president and I have also been equally clear that in many places there is over-testing. There's excessive testing. So there's always a common sense middle ground here. And this law built upon our values of, yes, students should be assessed annually, but it also challenges districts and states to reduce testing if there's too much or if too much teaching to the test. And actually, we're hoping to put some dollars, some resources behind states and districts interested in that. So that is, we are hugely supportive of those ideas, and candidly, those came from us.
You have been prevented by law in this law, he says redundantly, from requiring states to do certain things. You're not allowed to offer incentives. You're not allowed to mandate certain curricula. I wonder what that says about the need for a federal Department of Education anyway. I mean, you have said that, and this is just you the other day, that it's the height of arrogance for Washington to think that it can manage education in this country. Why do we have your job, sir?
We think about that every single day. What's the appropriate federal role? So a couple things. One is a focus on equity. And what we have done is put more than $1 billion behind early childhood education. This department spends billions of dollars each year to help students with disabilities, to help homeless children, to put resources behind the most impoverished children in communities. And we think that's a critically important federal role. Secondly, the goal is not just equity. The goal is excellence. You don't want equity around a low bar. You want equity around a high bar. And that's why getting enshrined into this law for the first time ever, the necessity that states have high standards, college and career-ready standards, is such an important step in the right direction.
You know, I appreciate all that, sir. And with all due respect, though, you kind of didn't answer the question. I mean, you said yourself a mere minutes ago in this interview that you want states and localities to have more influence. And yet here you are running this giant bureaucracy that's trying to tell schools across the country what to do.
Well, I beg to differ. And what we're trying to do and what I think we are doing every single day is getting desperately needed resources to the communities that need them the most. So I think there's a very appropriate federal role. There's also a very appropriate state and local role. And the idea here is partnership. This is nation building. I always say a strong military is our best defense. The best offense for our nation is to have the best educated workforce in the world, and we all need to work together there. The final piece that we haven't talked about is we put about $175 billion in grants and loans every single year to help make college more accessible and affordable. And while college is still more expensive than any of us would like, that investment opens the doors for college for so many students who simply wouldn't have the opportunity without those federal resources.
I'm glad you mentioned higher education. As you know, sir, affirmative action was back before the Supreme Court yesterday. In the case out of Texas, there are protests of all kinds going on campuses across this country, from Ivy League to the rest of the educational system. I wonder what you, as the Secretary of Education in the United States of America, think about what is happening in higher education today in this country.
So, I mean, there are a couple different strands going on. So, first of all, the idea of making sure that our nation's colleges and universities are diverse, are inclusive, are welcoming to students from very different backgrounds, we think that is hugely important. And the president's goal, our goal, is to lead the world in college completion rates again. And we did one generation ago, and today we're 12th. And that is in no one's best interest. So whatever we can all do collectively to make sure that universities create a climate where students are welcomed and supported, and whether it's first-generation college goers, whether it's immigrants new to the country, whether it's English language learners, a higher education opens the door. It's the key to entering the middle class. And there's no better investment young people can make in their futures, in their families' futures, in the country, than to not just graduate from high school, but complete higher education, whether it's a two-year or four-year college.
Does college in this country have to change? Because that's what these students are asking for and demanding in a lot of cases.
I think many things have to change. I think colleges, we have to make college more affordable. One, we have to focus not just on access, but on completion. The goal of students is never to go to college, just to go to college. The goal is to complete. And yes, where students feel unwelcomed, where they feel unsupported, when they don't feel sort of a part of campus life and they feel isolated and alienated, that's in no one's best interest.
You're a young guy. You're not done by any means. I'm going to gather you're going back to Chicago. What are you going to do with the rest of your life, sir?
I don't know yet. So if you have any good ideas, let me know. Got a lot of hard work here. I was thrilled to get the bill done today. That was a bit of a Christmas present, but I'll worry about what comes next after I leave here in January.
All right, sir. Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education. Thanks very much for your time.
All right. Thanks, Dan.